So right now it seems that the only way a cat can wear a shirt or a hat or anything really is if it's in a link set. And I'm wondering if there will be the option to have these objects detachable. And I had my developer actually write in the forum exactly why link sets can cause issues with the objects being modifiable. I wonder if you can talk to that.
You know, the way we're trying to do this right now is by using link sets. You know, basically the intent is to avoid the overhead of having all of the things that are currently associated with avatars and agents, to try to keep the Animesh objects as lightweight as possible. You know, if we get into the notion of attachments and require them to have you know, more kind of more complex management on the server side, similar to what we do with agents today, there's a lot of potential for increasing the overhead. And just in terms of the, you know, system as it exists now, the most straightforward way to get animated objects is just to allow you to have, you know, objects that animate. So there isn't really a great way to, you know, have the kind of detachability that you have with avatars without quite a bit of extra overhead. So I'm not, you know, I'm not absolutely ruling out the possibility that we might wind up doing that, but I think it's fairly unlikely, and at least for this initial Animesh, I think we probably wouldn't be doing that. The hope is that we would have enough capability in LSL that you can manage the link sets that way, and that may be something that's covered in the forum post. I'll take a look at that. Okay, so adjusting link sets requires modify permission on both the base and the new object, even if this is adjusted by a script. So you're saying that, like with an avatar, you can attach a hat that you don't have permissions to modify, but you can't add to a link set a hat that you don't have permissions to modify. Is that the main issue?
Yeah, what happens is if we use link sets and we use code to unlink and relink them, all our objects have to remain modifiable. And if we keep our objects modifiable, it can create a potential exploit. So it's not like we're against link sets. I think it's the working within those constraints can cause other problems.
It comes down to if it's modify, the user could add something to it. So they could add a script to it that is kind of monitoring what's going on. And then they could add a script to it to do even a DDoS attack or something like that. Yeah, and okay, so if your whole system depends on maybe taking care, let's say for a cat. So if you're taking care of a cat and you need to feed it and care for it every day, it's not so much the money that's made on the cat, it's made on everything else that the cat needs. So if that's how the cat makes money, if that's exploited and that's passed around and anybody can just modify, add something to their cat, then causes problems.
So it complicates trying to have a kind of an accessory ecosystem for your objects.
Significantly so.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a good point. I will take a look at the post and respond in more detail. It does sound like something we need to think about.